USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the pandemic enters its third year, the National Governors Association met Monday. The White House is now asking states to step up and address the pandemic.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help.
It should be noted, White House officials kicked the media out of the room before we could hear Biden take questions from governors on COVID-19. Strong weather sweeping parts of the United States brought frigid temperatures to the Pacific Northwest, heavy snow to the mountains in Northern California and Nevada. In fact, 6 inches of snow was reported in Seattle, Washington on Monday. Warm weather will continue through the Southeast. Monday Night Football last night, the Dolphins beat the Saints 20-3. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Lightning never strikes twice in the same place, but nobody wants to be struck by lightning.
Closed-circuit television footage in Jakarta, Indonesia, has captured a security guard who luckily survived a direct hit by lightning, according to local media. In the video, shared by an Indonesian media company and reported on social media, the man can be seen walking in the rain under an umbrella some 15 seconds after he enters the frame. A blast and sparks can be seen in the very place he walked, and the footage then shows him lying on the wet ground. He fails to get up, and people run toward him. The man survived, having suffered burns to his hands, according to Detik News. It is believed the guard's walkie-talkie, which he had in his hands, attracted the lightning. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Lightning can heat the air it passes through to 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As candidate Biden promised to shut down the virus, President Biden joins the White House COVID-19 response team's regular call with the National Governors Association to explain the responsibility now falls on the states.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help. Look, Gov, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the National Governors Association and Vice Chair Murphy across the river. All's well in New Jersey, I assume, Gov. Here today, Democrats and Republicans, we discussed the rising COVID cases, especially coming out of the holidays. As I said last week, Omicron is a source of concern, but it should not be a source of panic. If you're fully vaccinated, you get your booster shot, and you're highly protected. If you're unvaccinated, you're at a high risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, being hospitalized, and in rare cases, even dying. And this is not like March of 2020, the beginning of the pandemic. We're prepared, and we know what it takes to save lives, protect people, and keep schools and businesses open. We just have to stay focused and continue to work together. My message to the governor is simple. If you need something, say something.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.